The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, and we have a very special show for you tonight. We're going to get started with some music from Maria Muldaur. From her soon-to-be-released First Came Memphis mini-CD, this is Long As I Can See You Smile.
Long as I can see you smile, then I know there's hope in you and I. I'm just like a baby child. Wherever you go, I want to be by your side. Help to you someday. Oh, help me now. Oh, beat it out. Oh, swing. When you're leaving, don't look me in my eyes. Say goodbye. But as long as I can see you smile, oh, then I know there's hope in you and I.
Tonight, I'm honored to welcome legendary blues singer Maria Muldaur to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Probably best known for her mega hit Midnight at the Oasis, she's received numerous Grammy nominations. Her most recent CD, Steady Love, shot to number one on the Living Blues chart and earned a nomination for Best Traditional Female Blues Artist from the Blues Foundation. And on October 9th, Maria will release a brand new CD, her 40th album, First Came Memphis Mini. I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Carolyn.
Now, why were you inspired by Memphis Mini?
I became aware of her music years ago when I was just a fledgling young singer just hanging out in Greenwich Village where I was born and raised, and I was on the sort of emerging folk scene that was going on. This is like in 1960 and in the early 60s, and I was exploring all kinds of different forms of American roots music, blues and old-timey music, Appalachian music, bluegrass and so forth. People in the urban north were all discovering the rich heritage of American roots music that mostly originated in the rural south. And so I was involved in different bands and so forth. And one of the projects I was involved with was a band called the Even Dozen Jug Band, which was just a loose conglomeration of some of my musical buddies, but included people like John Sebastian. They had told me that they were forming a jug band, and they told me that they were actually going to get a record deal, which was something beyond what any of us had ever dreamed of in those days. We were just pursuing this out of our natural love for the music. They were going to be signed by a woman who was a contemporary of Bessie Smith and one of the original classic blues queens of the 20s and 30s. Her name was Victoria Spivey, and she was alive and well, living in New York City, and as far as I know, one of the first artists to be savvy enough to own her own record label. So she had told them, according to them, that they sounded good. She said, y'all need some sex appeal up there. You ought to get that little gal I saw playing the fiddle and get her in your band, then you'll have something. So, Carolyn, it was way before Women's Lib, so I didn't feel insulted by being asked to join a band largely for my sex appeal. I thought it sounded like fun, and I said, sure. And so then she took me under her wing and started to try to find songs that would suit my young voice, and took me up to her apartment and started playing me all these old 78s of great old blues and so forth and jug band music. And of all the great music she played me, the one that made the most deep impression on me was an old scratchy 78 of a woman named Memphis Minnie singing this plaintive, haunting little tune called Tricks Ain't Walkin'. And I immediately fell in love with that song and put it in my repertoire, although I didn't end up recording it at that time. At the time, there were only a few scattered 78s available of her music, but soon thereafter, Arhuli put out a compilation of her music, and I just was enamored of her singing and her songs themselves. And in 1969, I cut one of her big hits called Me and My Chauffeur Blues. And the thing that I was the most impressed by was that she not only sang the blues, but she wrote and recorded over 200 of her own songs.
Wow.
That were great songs, and also played absolutely shifting guitar at a time when most women did not play an instrument, and was also smart enough to marry not one but several great guitar-playing husbands so that she could keep the whole enterprise in the family, so to speak. And beyond that, her songs are so soulful. They're all very autobiographical, but I have always felt, not writing songs myself, I've made it my business to know who the great songwriters are and have their numbers and know how to appeal to them for material when I need it. But the best songs to me are both intensely personal and very universal. And I would say that's true of some of my all-time favorite songwriters like Bob Dylan or Greg Brown. And I would definitely say that about Memphis Minnie. I mean, her songs are like little vignettes of what life was like for people in the 20s and 30s during the Great Depression and beyond. And I've often said, you know, Ken Burns, whom I greatly admire, could do a four-hour documentary about life in the Depression and not come up with more vivid descriptions or depictions of what life was like for people back then Memphis Minnie and some of her contemporaries managed to put into these songs. So she appealed to me not just because of the music she put out, but because her spirit, her strength of spirit was apparent in that music, in that she, against all social, economic, racial, and even religious barriers that existed at that time, she was able to make a life for herself the way she wanted to, live it on her own terms, and have great success for several decades, and just as an inspiring role model for me, and as it turns out, for many other of my musical sisters. And that's why I enlisted the help of some of my soul sisters to help pay tribute to Memphis Minnie. I've got Bonnie Raitt doing a great version of Ain't Nothin' in Ramblin', which is one of the songs I'm talking about that gives such a vivid description of what life was like when people were going through the last Great Depression.
Yeah.
And then Rory Block does a wonderful cut. I mean, there's so many wonderful songs to choose from. She was a very prolific writer. And Ruthie Foster, who's one of my favorite artists. I mean, she's a young gal that's come up and made quite a name for herself in the blues and roots music, and she does a wonderful rendition of Keep Your Big Mouth Closed. And but I think one of the most poignant additions to the project was a cut by my dear departed sister Phoebe Snow, who I met years ago. The night I met her years ago in front of a little club in Greenwich Village, before either of us had a big hit or even dreamed of having big hits. She had known that I had recorded Me and My Chauffeur Blues, and she said, "You like Memphis Minnie, I love her too." And she whipped out her guitar on the street and started to sing this killer version of one of Memphis Minnie's classics called In My Girlish Days. And my jaw just dropped. I'd never heard anyone with a voice like that, and she played pretty damn good guitar too. And so I had told her about this project a few years ago, because it was a long while, you know, putting it all together. And she was very enthused and said, "I'll sing In My Girlish Days." And unfortunately, she took ill and passed on, but we were able to get a gorgeous rendition of that song that she cut in 1976. And to me, it's one of the standout cuts on the album.
It's an amazing track.
Yeah, I mean, it's arresting. And to think she was so young when she did it, it's just so masterful. And the other thing that I was very, very gratified to be able to do was to include a track by the now deceased queen of the Chicago blues scene, Coco Taylor, because not very many people have heard of Memphis Minnie, but those who have usually associate her with the rural country blues, the acoustic blues that she started out doing. There's the few photos we have of her in a kind of country dress with her acoustic guitar. But what a lot of people don't know is, despite the name Memphis Minnie, because that's where she originated out of, she moved on to Chicago in the early 30s and became quite a fixture. I would pretty much say the queen of the blues scene up there, and was one of the first blues artists to plug in her guitar. And she had a big hit with an electric version of Chauffeur Blues, and then her next big hit was Black Rat Swing. So to have Coco Taylor on the album with a killer all-electric Chicago blues band singing a great version of Black Rat Swing was perfect, because it represents a whole side of Memphis Minnie that not too many people are familiar with. And one of the main points that I'm trying to make is that she is really one of the pioneers and forerunners of blues as it morphed into R&B, which then morphed into rock and roll. So she's really a seminal figure in the development of an evolution of blues and American music as a whole. And I thought she's a pretty undersung hero, and I wanted to just shine a little light on her amazing contribution to our musical heritage.
And what a wonderful album it is. What a wonderful light you've shone on her.
Thank you.
Terrific tracks. Like, it would be hard to imagine something that would present her music in a better way.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me.
Well, and where will our listeners be able to get your new CD? First came Memphis Minnie.
Well, it's on Stony Plain Records, which is a little roots music label out of Canada, and I'm sure they'll have it on their website, and I'll eventually have it on my website. But hopefully, at one of the few record stores that still exists, you'll be able to get it. Certainly online. I know Amazon will have it. And,
well, terrific.
Or you can come to one of my shows and buy it from us directly.
How great. Yeah, that's right. You're celebrating the release with a tour.
Yes, we're on the very first leg of a 7-week tour. I'm in the Northwest right now, and we're going to continue to play the Northwest in the States and then go into Canada, Vancouver, play all over BC, and then drop back into the Midwest, and then on to the East Coast, New England, New York, and then all the way down the East Coast into Florida, Louisiana, and Texas. So, and they ask me why I sing the blues. It's going to be a fun tour, though, and I'd like to say that you mentioned my album from last year, Steady Love, which is one of my favorite albums I've ever made. I'm always the most excited about my latest release, but I truly feel that Steady Love is sort of a culmination of years of playing what I call Bluesiana music, which is New Orleans-flavored blues R&B and what we call swamp funk. And I went down to New Orleans and got together with my favorite musicians and put together this album of really funky, swampy, raw, high-octane, high-spirited, contemporary music. And we'll kind of some of the tunes have gospel overtones, and it's very high energy. So on this whole tour, we're going to be presenting a lot of the material from Steady Love and also the Memphis Mini material.
Is there a place on the internet where our fans can get your tour schedule?
Yes. I'm so glad you asked that, Carolyn. go to www.mariamaldar.com, and the whole 9 yards, all 7 weeks of the tour dates are listed there, and you can click on each one and, you know, see about tickets if we're coming to a venue near you.
Well, anybody who has you coming to their town can't miss the show. You've got to get out to see Maria. She's wonderful.
I would like to mention one other thing.
Oh,
if you
sure.
can segue into it. Speaking of jug bands, which I was earlier, after I was in the Even Dozen Jug Band, I joined a very, very popular jug band at the time called the Jim Kleskin Jug Band. And a lot of my fans still remember me from that far back. And we put out 5 albums and toured all over the U.S. and Canada. We were very, very popular in our day. And it was a very, very fun band. And lo and behold, 2013 will mark our 50th anniversary.
Wow.
And so Jim Kleskin, myself, my former husband, Jeff Muldaur, Richard Green, and Bill Keith, all original members of the Jug Band, are getting together, and we will be doing some choice, select dates around the country and also doing a little tour of Japan where Jug Band music is enjoying a huge popularity. Go figure, the Japanese are big into jug band music. There's like over several hundred jug bands just in Japan alone.
Wow.
We're going to be doing that next year, and you can get on my website and stay tuned for those tour dates. For those diehard fans that are still out there, this is a chance to revisit that goofy musical genre one more time.
Well, it sounds terrific. I certainly hope you bring that to Los Angeles, because I'd like to see that all live.
Well, we definitely will be doing it in Los Angeles. Jeff and Jim Kleskin and Richard Green live there, and so I know they're planning a date there sometime.
Wonderful.
I'll keep you posted.
Please do. Please do. I'm very interested. I know our listeners, our local listeners here in Los Angeles, will be as well. I want to thank you again for being my guest.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thanks for playing the wonderful music you play on your show, and I hope to see you soon.
I hope so. Let's play another of the tracks from her new CD, First Came Memphis Mini. This is My Chauffeur Blues. Own.
you be my chauffeur. I want you to ride me. I want you to drive me downtown. Oh yeah. Well, you ride so easy, I can't turn you down.
Stay tuned after the break for Phoebe Snow. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
This is one of those tracks we were just talking about with Maria Muldaur from the First K Memphis Mini CD. This is Phoebe Snow with In My Girlish Days.
Late out at night, trying to play my hand through my window, I slipped a man. I didn't know better. Oh, boys, in my girlish days. My mama cried, Papa did too. Oh, daughter, look what a shame on you. I didn't know better. Oh, boys, in my girlish days. The train didn't have a dime. I tried to run away from that home of mine, and I didn't know better. Whoa, boys, in my girlish days. I hit the highway, caught me a truck, 1970, remember when things were tough, and I didn't know better. Oh, boys, in my girlish days. Thank you.
Carolyn Fox, and you can see me and read my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. We're planning our Halloween special and need your help. Send us your favorite songs about monsters, witches, warlocks, spells, anything creepy to cfoxrocks.com on the Contact Us page and send us your faves so we can play them on the air. Here's a brand new band with a new track, Ruby Free with Bongos and Beans.
That was the end of campfires and mixer. Made in the shade, we were dancing like dangle doties. One fast mover, I'm gone. On the road to discovery, the stomach bombs are still howling at the moon. Poetry readings in dusty saloons, jumping the jazz in the smoky dance rooms, sinking the cherry and Pepsi can go. Cheap hot side dolls and hip daddy o's. William Mal, the crazy jack, launched a social heart attack. Quenla's heirs and benzedrine.
My blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's something from Maxwell Mosher. It's a little trip to the underworld. This is hell.
Serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay.
In the afterlife, you could be headed for the serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay.
People listen attentively. I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamp on his feet. Where eternally fire is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and bones are ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
In the afterlife, you could be headed for a serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay.
my top skill and brain. But all the things you tried to hide will be revealed on the other side.
In the afterlife, you could be in a more serious strife. Now you make the scene okay.
Make the funnest! And the A and the T and the I, O, N. Lose your face, lose your name. Then give it and fall to the flame.
And the D and the A and the M and the N and the A and the T and the I, O, N.
Lose your face, lose your name. Then give it and fall to the flame.
Inviting you to stay tuned after the break for Bonnie Raitt. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley. Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 a.m. and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's another track from the Then Came Memphis mini CD that's about to be released. This is Bonnie Raitt with Ain't Nothing in Ramblin'.
Well, I was born in Louisiana. I was raised in Algiers. Everywhere I've been, people all say there ain't nothing in rambling, either running or round. Well, I believe I'm married. Ooh, Lord, settle down. I first left home, I stopped in Tennessee. People all begging, come and stay with me, 'cause ain't nothing in rambling, either running or round. Well, I believe I'll get me a good man, woo, Lord, and settle down. I was walking through the alley, my hand in my coat. Police started to shoot me, thought it was something I stole. You know it ain't nothing in rambling, either running around. Well, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, just settle down. People on a highway, walking and crying. Some are starving, you know, some are dying. They're nothing and rambling, either running around. Well, I believe I'll get me a good man, ooh, Lord, and settle down. Well, you may go to Hollywood, try to get up on the screen, but I'm gonna stay right here underneath these old charity beams. Cause there ain't nothing in rambling, either running or run. Well, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, and settle down. Yes, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, settle down.
National Chimes of Freedom CD. These are all songs from Bob Dylan on this CD, and this one is Mariachi El Bronx with Lovesick.
Well, I'm walking through streets that are dead.
Follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Here's a tune from Jack Temption, Couch Rider.
I come into town on an old brown mule through the mud and rain, looking for the killer who robbed the payroll train. Got a big gun by my side, I put him in the ground. But first I'll check the channels and see what's going down. I'm a rider. I'm a rider. Oh, I'm a couch rider. I'm a rider. I'm a rider. Oh, I'm a couch rider. There's no water in this desert. The camel's hard to ride. Can't take the burning sand. Hit the button by my side. I'm walking through the rainy mean street, a 38 in my hand. Come to rescue a little girl who messed with a real bad man. I'm a rider. I'm a rider. Oh, I'm a couch rider. I'm a rider. I'm a rider. Just me and the old TV. I'll slouch into my lizard spine and float away on a dream. We're living in the future. It's a foreign land. Got to have a blazing remote in my hand. I'm a rider. I'm a rider. Whoa, I'm a couch rider. Save this galaxy, I'm the only one who can. See, it takes a proton gun and I got one in my hand. But the aliens are fiendishly clever. They look like you and me. But I will stop at nothing to set this galaxy free. Cause I'm a rider. I'm a rider. Whoa, I'm a couch rider. I'm a rider.
Go away. After the break, we have music from Lori Milan. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 PM local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at CFoxRocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at CFoxRocks.com.
This is Carolyn Fox, and you can check out what's been going on in the studio at my blog, CarolynFoxRocks.com. From her A Place in the Sun CD, here's Lori Milan with Still in Love.
Every morning I try to lift my head, roll over, stumble out of bed. Dreams of you test my heart. I can't help, I'm still in love. bench press. Grab a cup, how to get into this mess. Oh, this time, how could I be so blind? I can't help it, I'm still in love with you. Well, there's no one taking place of you. And
I'm rocking.
every week at this time. This next track is also from the First Came Memphis mini CD. This is one of the ones that Real Moldar was talking about. It's Coco Taylor with Black Rat Swing.
Yeah, you and one black rat. One day I'll find your trail. Yeah, I'll hide my shoe somewhere near your shirt tail. Yes, I've taken you downtown, paid your doctor bill. Now I'm in a little trouble, got you trying to get me killed. Yeah, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt tail. Yeah, you sneak in my kitchen, eat up all my bread. Soon as I leave home, you start cutting up in my bed. You is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt tail.
This is Carolyn Fox, thanking you for tuning in to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and inviting you to come back next week when we're going to have a fresh new show for you. Halloween is coming up, and we would love to have your suggestions of spooky, scary, monster-riddled, witchy songs. Please go to cfoxrocks.com on the Contact Us page and send us your favorites so we can play them on the air. We're playing you out tonight with a track from Paul Mark and the Vandoren's new CD, Smartest Man in the Room. This is Wrist Rocket.